Oh.
Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast, episode 90. We're finally on 90.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy. Today, we don't really have a topic. We're just going to be answering some questions, listening to a voicemail, and then that's about it. But we wanted to do an episode anyways, so. Hannah, how has your week been?
Well, I went up to my parents' house was that this week? Yeah. Just to visit because I didn't really get to hang out with them when I was up there for the wedding. So, so I was up at my parents' house. That was fun. Got to hang out with my sister a little bit, and Forrest always has a really good time there. Him and my dad go on a walk every night. They walk their dog, and it's like, it's just what they do every single night when we're there. So he really liked that. And I tried Phil's coffee for the first time. I never had it. And I'll just be honest, I was very skeptical because it's Phil's spelled with a Z. And a lot of people really liked it, and my mom was like, it is so good, you have to try it. And my mom, like, worked at a couple of coffee shops, and, like, she knows about good coffee, and I was like, oh, what is happening? So I finally went, and it was so good. I took Forrest there, and we had a little date while Fern was with my mom, and it was really good. I got their mojito iced coffee, because it's California and it's like 75 to 80 degrees here all the time. And it was really, really good. And I was just really impressed. The people that worked there were really nice also. And it was just a fun place to be. And Forrest got a donut, so he was happy as a clam.
Wait, I just have to get this out before I forget. But people being nice makes a place like so much better.
Yeah, it really does. It can make or break the place. It's like the atmosphere. There's another coffee shop that is kind of by my parents' house, and the atmosphere is like so different, especially like because we're used to Scout and everyone there is so nice, and they always will greet you when you walk in, and they're really helpful, and they're just nice people that work there. And you know, if you go to one that's not, and even like our Starbucks we always go to, super nice people that work there. And they are always, they like know us now because we go there so much. And they ask us how we're doing and I don't know. So then when you go to one that's like not like that, it's like, oof, I never want to come here again.
Well, not just coffee stores, but like stores in
general. I know,
general,
I'm saying, yes.
There's this ice cream place that we like going to, and the people are so nice there. And we were going to go tonight, but
it's like a small business.
Right. But it was already getting late, like, and we had to put the kids to bed and then the sugar rush. And I was like, let's just not go there. Let's just go to Rite Aid because it's cheap and it's right down the street. And I should have known. Like, I should have known because every time I go to Rite Aid, there's this grumpy lady. She's not grumpy. She's just not nice at all. No, she is rude.
She's rude. But the thing is, she was rude to us, and she was really nice to the guy in front of us. And then, like,
she's always rude to me.
Zach thinks it's because she's rude to younger people, and she's nice to, like, older people, because she's probably, like, she's middle-aged.
Right. I don't know what it is, but anyways.
She was really rude, and it made us really sad.
It's a bummer. And when we were with the kid and you're like getting ice cream and you got this cranky old hag.
Oh.
She's just.
That's mean.
But she's always grumpy like that.
I know, but
she's always
that's
cranky
so mean
and
to
rude.
Call someone that.
In my book, that's the definition of what that is. So that's accurate language.
Well, that's what you get for going to Rite Aid for ice cream. I mean, I love Thrifties just like anybody else. But, I mean, you don't go there for the experience. You go there for the 99-cent ice cream.
Yeah, and the ice cream was so great. We brought it home because they didn't label any of the kinds of ice cream. And I was like asking like what kind it was. Anyways.
Yeah, they didn't have any of the signs. They just have like all their tubs in there. And we're like, okay, so all the chocolate and vanilla ones look exactly the same, and all the pink ones look exactly the same. So we were just like trying to figure out what they actually have. She was like so mad that we asked.
It was like, I'm sorry, it's your job to put the signs up. Anyways, yeah. That's a side point. If you work in a service industry, then I know you have bad days, and I feel sorry for you. But if you have a bad day every single day, or you hate people, maybe it's time to choose like a different job. Or maybe it would just be so much easier if you're nicer to people, because then they're nice back.
Well, at least be nice to kids. I mean.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, continuing on with my week. We had church today, and it was really interesting. And also, Fern is not so grumpy. Not as grumpy as she was last week. Because I don't know if teething... Okay, from my experience, teething does bring out the worst in babies, but she's been, like, drooling and, like, eating her hands nonstop for, like, a month now, just about. And last episode, I think we probably talked about how she was really grumpy. She was so grumpy that week before, but then this last week, she was a lot nicer. So, that's good. I was able to listen to a little bit more in church today.
Kinda, we had to take turns still, but
yeah,
it worked out because, yeah.
How was your week?
Good.
Were you waiting for me to ask?
I was. It's just a dead
Sorry.
Air.
Sorry, I get really distracted by fuzz, and if I have fuzz in my yoga pants, I like just got up.
And you always, always do. So.
I know. That's like, I got that fuzz.
You got to get in the mood when we're podcasting.
The sweater shaver.
Like, okay, here I am.
I know. I got to use my sweater shaver is really what I need to do.
Oh my gosh.
It's like my favorite small appliance. Okay, honey, how was your week?
Well, everyone was gone this week. Our roommates were gone. Hannah and Forrest and Fern were gone. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to do some music. I'm going to write some music. I'm going to record some music. And of course I didn't because I got too caught up with work, and I was trying to get ahead at work, so I stayed late because I didn't have anything to come home to anyways. And then it's like some people wanted to hang out with me, and they're like feeling bad for me because I was living the bachelor life for a week. And I was like, yeah, I don't really like, I'm still have a lot of stuff to do just because Hannah isn't home. And like, so anyways, my dad came over, we watched a movie, he fell asleep like 20 minutes into it. but I was trying to get a lot of stuff done, and I had these high hopes of like doing something creative, but then the reality of the situation set in, and there was this lady who was like kind of like coming around our house, but everyone was gone, and so I was like, oh gosh. So I installed the security camera doorbell, which I was really excited about, and then I was locked out of the house, so I changed the door lock on our house and put in one of the digital keypads, and I cleaned everything, I vacuumed everything, I did all the dishes, I did laundry, I cleaned our room, I organized a bunch of stuff, organized Forrest's room, or our room, and then, so it was a very, very productive week. Like, I got a lot done at work, and I got a lot done here, and I felt really good about it, but then it's also kind of a bummer because I didn't do the music thing, and I was kind of bummed about that, but... Because that would have been the perfect time, but then I feel like I'm avoiding or ignoring my responsibilities and, like, the daily stuff that has to go on, and so, yeah, we're also selling our car, so... I was like cleaning that out and getting that detailed, and then the oil changed, and then, anyways, just maintenance stuff, but my week was fine. Today we ran into two people that know us.
Two people
online
came up to us and introduced themselves today. One was at our church and one was in Slow. So Amanda and Nadine. Shout out to you if you're listening. I don't remember if either of you said you listen to the podcast, but
It's always hard to know, like, okay, how much do you know about us? Because that kind of changes things a little bit. But it's always nice to meet people that we haven't met before.
Yeah, it is nice. So if you are ever one of the, if you ever see somebody that you know from Instagram and you don't say hi, that's way weirder than saying hi. Just, I used to feel totally differently about it, but then I was like, I was in that situation where I saw somebody and like, I knew we were friends on Instagram. We were like interacting and stuff and he was not going to say hi. And I was like, well, I'm not going to not, like, this is going to just be awkward. So there you go. If you ever see somebody from Instagram, just say hi to them. They'll probably be glad that you did.
Yeah.
And I have something to add, another thing about my week.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about, like, what we talked about last week, all the personality tests and stuff. So I'm almost done with that book, Reading People, that we talked about last week. And it is so interesting. It's so interesting. And the part about the Enneagram where it says that, because I was really struggling. Like, every Enneagram test I've taken has said that I'm a 2, but I also really resonate with 7 and a little bit with 4. So I was listening to that book, and it said that usually the best way to tell if you're like wondering between a couple of numbers is by looking at the negatives of those numbers and which ones like you really resonate with.
Which ones make you feel most uncomfortable and exposed?
Like, yeah, like they make you cringe because you're like, ooh, that's me. And it's 2. So I just thought I would like to let all of
See,
you know.
I am still not 100% sure on that. I think that you should take the test online. It takes a while. Because
I did take the test online.
In the book, no, the Road Back to You test. Anyways, in the book about personality that we mentioned last week, she said that it's extremely common that mothers will mistype themselves.
I know, and that's what my sister said too, but that's the thing. That's why I looked at the negatives. The negatives of 7 are like reckless, risk taker, like other stuff like that. But like the one of 2 is like people pleaser, can be clingy, like a couple other ones, like possessive. That is me, when that is like the bad parts of me. So I don't know. Maybe I'll take that test, but
okay. Well, good.
I know, because they say that 2 is the helper, and they say that moms are like, well, a lot of women might mistype themselves, especially moms, because that's like they're serving little children all day long. So yeah, it might be that. Who knows?
It might be that. You know what I was kind of bummed about is there's really no way that my type that I can see is painted in a positive light.
8?
Yeah. Like the challenger? What's good about that? Unless you're like in an unjust regime and you're a military leader or something like that. Like,
wait, Mallory, my sister is that also. Let's see. She just sent that somewhere there. 8.
Yeah, the challenger.
Independent.
So, yeah, independent.
You're independent. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good
you
thing.
You feel like that about everything that you get typed as, though.
I know. What was my other one? The commander?
No, the INTJ.
Yeah, the commander. It's like, this guy's a dick. And sorry, that's just his personality.
No.
Challenges everything for no apparent reason. Just is always doubtful, always critical of everything. And he also likes to control people.
It's striking a chord with you because you're seeing the negative parts. That's the thing. The Myers-Briggs doesn't focus so much on the negatives, because that's why I like the Enneagram. It is more like growth focused, because it's like, acknowledge these things and why these things are prevalent in your life, and then get better at them, because once you acknowledge them, you can get better at them. So that's why, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, I do like the book that we talked about last week, because it brings up the 5 love languages, the Clifton Strength Finders, the Myers-Briggs, and the Enneagram. And I think that all of those 4 working in conjunction with each other could really benefit you as a person and understanding yourself, because you've got the Strength Finders, which is like, focus on your strengths. This is what you're good at. But then you've got the Enneagram, and this is what you suck at. And this is when you're unhealthy, these are your tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I thought that was really good. I'm going to reread the Clifton Strengths Finders book.
Yes.
And we might do that in our book club because I lead a book club at where I work. And right now we're going over the 17 indisputable laws of teamwork. But I think that we'll do the Strength Finders, or there's even a the five languages of affirmation in the workplace, which is basically the five love languages business edition.
Because you don't want to say love.
Well, it's just
awkward.
Like, it's awkward. So, anyways. All right, we got a voicemail. We got some emails. And
wait, we should acknowledge the voicemail that we got last week.
Didn't we do that?
We played it already, but we have not answered it.
What was that?
The wedding one.
Oh,
about planning a wedding.
Okay, go ahead. Wait, I'm at 10%, so we got like 10 minutes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so if you didn't listen last week, somebody called in and she's engaged and they want to plan a really small wedding and they're wondering how to do that. And also, like, their parents want them to have a bigger wedding because they have friends they want to invite. And then also, her and her fiancé feel bad about leaving people off the list, blah, blah, blah. Not blah, blah, blah. Sorry. I was just saying along those lines. So we planned a wedding and we didn't, for a ceremony, we only had our, like, bridal party and family. That's all that was there. It was really, really small. And, that was like a really easy decision for us to make because we wanted to get eloped, but then we're like, we want to have a party. So we basically got eloped with family and friends there, just a tiny thing. And
because I'm so independent, no one even was like, oh, here we go. They're just like, oh, this is the way it's going to be.
Who?
My family.
Oh, yeah. Well, they liked it. They're like, well, at least we get to be there. So that was like, I don't know. That was a really easy decision for us to make. And then we had a videographer make a video of our ceremony, and we played that at our reception, which was like a ton of people were there.
So we planned this out for like a long time.
Before we even got engaged.
Before we even got engaged, we're like, okay, we want a small wedding, but
then we want wood invitations.
Yeah, we want wood invitations, which we did, which was like totally hipster, but also like
it was cool.
Really cool. So we did, like, everything was like DIY, and it was very non-traditional, but it had a lot mm-hmm. of traditional aspects in it, and it was relatively cheap.
No.
It was relatively cheap for a California wedding.
Okay.
For
a California wedding, it was relatively cheap. But I think part of that was because your parents knew the venue people, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, there was things like because we did the flowers ourselves. But basically, my advice for you is pick like two things that are really important to you. And then that is what you can put the majority of your budget towards. So if that's like flowers and a venue, then like you want this specific venue, then do that. Or if it's like a certain photographer or whatever. But the thing is, if your parents are paying for your wedding, I mean, that's the other tricky part. Cause I like my parents paid for, well, we paid for part of it, a small part, and my parents paid for part of it, and Zach's parents paid for part of it. So it's like, there's only so much that we can leave them out of. Do you know what I mean? Like when they're paying that much, they're paying for something like that. It's tricky. You don't want to just be like, okay, thanks for the money. And you don't get any say in any of it. You know, you want to be respectful of them. And if they have like certain friends that they really want there, I think it's important to at least consider that or have a conversation about it.
Paying for it.
Yeah. But if they're not, I mean, you still want to be respectful of your parents, but I mean, you will have to put your foot down and say, hey, we only want this many people here. And you can invite this many friends and that's it. Or, you know, you can't have any friends, you know, if it's.
And I feel like with us splitting up the actual ceremony and the reception, that made it a lot easier to navigate because mm-hmm. it was like two different things. It was like two different events.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clear that the wedding was family only.
And we didn't even give details on when the ceremony was. For the, like, for all the invitations we sent out to like the like our friends and family, I mean our friends that weren't invited to the ceremony, we just said like ceremony will be earlier in the day. Like we didn't even give details, so it was not like anyone could show up.
And all of our good friends were in the wedding party, so
We had them there.
Right.
So, yeah. But when we were doing, even when we were doing our bigger guest list, like for the reception, it was hard to pare it down. We just were like, have we talked to this person in the last 3 months? Do we see ourselves being friends with this person for years and years to come? And if not, then we're like, eh, he gone. We literally were like, eh, gone.
We went
through
it 3 times.
We did. We had to keep paring it down because we didn't want a huge reception either. But
right,
and
we didn't even have enough time during the reception, which was long, to go around and say thank you and like talk to everyone.
We missed 2 tables, and there was only like 8 tables or something, but it was just it was so much fun.
It was.
Our wedding was so much
so
fun.
We had,
but
basically, this is the breakdown of the day. We had the ceremony outdoors. There was no video or lights or
there was video.
No, it was all outdoors. So there's no electricity.
There wasn't like a microphone.
Right. And then, we just had the videographer film that, and then he put it together into a video. He was editing it while we were taking photos after the wedding. And
we had lunch with everyone that came to the ceremony.
Yeah.
We got like Splash Cafe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had clam chowder and bread bowls. It was so good. And then at 4, so that was at like 11, the ceremony. And then at 4, we had our reception and we had like a carnival out front of the barn. And so everyone was doing that when we were like, and we hadn't even really entered yet. So, like, we hadn't calmed down. So, everybody, like, our wedding party was, like, running the games and stuff. And there was cotton candy and popcorn. And it looked like a lot of fun. I wish we would have been able to do that part of it. So they were doing that. And then our videographer had the video all, like, queued up to go. So, once everyone was in the barn, they played the video of our ceremony. And then we like came in and they were like, oh, they introduced all our wedding party. We came in and blah, 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 blah. So and then the reception started and we had dinner and pie and dancing. And the dancing was like so much fun. I just remember being in a huge circle of people, like a huge dance circle. And everybody was copying everything I was doing. And it was so dumb and so fun. And everybody was just like laughing and having such a good time. And I don't know. It was so much fun. And our DJ was really good too. But so this is like not really, I don't know if this is answering your question or not, but for inviting people, if you're trying to figure out who to invite and who to leave out, just think about like, have I talked to this person in like the last 6 months? Are they going to be supporting my marriage 15 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line, you know, or are they going to be indifferent? Because I think that that's a big thing. That's like what your wedding is. It's like the start of your marriage and your life together. It's not just like a one day thing. I mean, it is the one day celebration, but like the people at your wedding should be people that are going to be supporting you, you know, 30 years down the line, more 50 years down the line or whatever, you know? So think about it like that. And if you want it small, have it small and just be in lots of communication with your parents about it, especially if they are contributing to paying for it. And even if they're not, just try to be as respectful of their wishes as you can, even though that's tricky, but like, you're going to have to just put your foot down at some point. So my thing keeps cutting in and out.
Your what? Your thing?
I don't know if it's my headphones or my microphone, but it was like...
Are you moving a lot?
No.
Did you have your foot on that?
No. I just put my foot over here. It was over here. Okay. Over here. Sorry.
Technical difficulties? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this voicemail and then let's answer these questions.
Wait, do you have anything to add about the wedding thing?
I would say that it's also like important to take a step back and think about okay, what is actually important here? What are the things that we value? And then what are the things that we don't really value, but we just kind of, we think is important.
Like you feel like you have to have it, you don't really care about it.
Do that. Because those things are easier to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But then also be aware of like your parents and your significant other's parents, because they're like saying goodbye to like one of their kids.
Yeah. You know,
like this is a big
deal.
Not
saying goodbye, but yeah. It's like they're letting their kid move on. You're starting your own family. That's like, that's a big deal for parents. Like, I can't even imagine that day with my kids.
So don't add insult to injury.
Yeah.
Be gentle.
And just remember that your parents are getting older too. That makes me sad every time I think about it.
Your parents are always getting older.
I know, but I don't ever think about it. It just makes me sad.
Well... Okay.
Like crying over here.
Let's take a cry break. We'll be right back with this voice.
No, stop. Just play it.
Hi, guys. My name is Madison, and I am just a huge fan of your podcast. Your podcast and the Shaylee and Katie podcast is the only ones that I listen to consistently because I can just relate to them the most. So what I'm calling to see is if you guys have any more recommendations for other cool podcasts, because I don't know, I have long drives in the morning, and yeah, so just honestly any topic, I don't care, I'm pretty open to anything. Just like any recommendations that you guys might have. The last few episodes that you guys have uploaded have just meant like so much to me, especially the one on anxiety, because like right now I'm extremely introverted, so right now this whole voicemail thing is freaking me out because I don't know, just stuff like this freaks me out. And just listening to your podcast about personalities, and I just relate to it so much, and it's so comforting to know that I'm not the only person in the world that feels this way, even though that's silly to think in the first place. But yeah, so I just really related to that. And then I saw Hannah's thing on Instagram about intentional social media and about how it can be very harmful, and that also so spot on with how I feel. I'm always up and down with Instagram, and I don't know, I just really appreciated you taking the time to do that. And yeah, so sorry, I don't want to ramble too much, but if you guys just have any more recommendations about podcasts, that would be awesome, because I love your guys so much. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Aw.
Thanks, Madison.
Do you have any podcast recommendations?
I don't really listen to podcasts much, but the Mom Struggling Well podcast is one of my favorites. I don't know if you're a mom or not. I think that it's relatable for most women. Also, if you like any... like the mystery ones, like Serial. I'm sure you heard that.
I knew you were going to say Serial.
That's like
it.
The only other ones that I like is the mystery ones, the murder mystery ones. So Serial, or like, what is it? Dear John? Dirty John. That one's kind of weird, but I mean, it's still like mystery, keeps you on the edge of your toes, the edge of your seat.
The edge of your toes.
But those are... I'm not a huge podcast listener.
Keeps you on your seat, on the edge of your toes.
On the edge of your seat.
So there's a couple. If you go to the this is so cool. But if you go to the iTunes podcast app, I mean, you can find us on pretty much any podcasting app, Overcast, Stitcher, you know, whatever. Google Play, you can, if you go on iTunes, you can see related podcasts, or you might also like this. And of course, the first two are the Open Road podcast and the Shaylee and Katie podcast, both of which we've had them on and we've been on.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's so cool to me. Like,
yeah.
I'm just thinking back to like 90 episodes ago when we were like, hey, you know what? We should start a podcast. And here we are, like, doing a podcast. And have done podcasts with other people. And I'm like giving podcasting advice to like emailing people and part of a Facebook group. Anyways, so Open Road Podcast for sure. Our friends from Canada, Jeremy and Calvin, they're cool.
They're funny.
They're really funny, and they have interesting guests on each week. And their whole thing is about finding adventure in the everyday. And Shaylee and Katie, they've been going through some interesting stuff lately. They did the whole, well, they do like mini series. And
she listens to them.
Okay, well, yes. then there's, I kind of liked this one, but I got bored with a couple episodes, and then I stopped listening because it seemed a little bit overproduced. But gosh, I just don't know why I'm going to recommend that now.
Maybe don't. Okay. Don't want to talk bad about it.
Yep. There's the Sleeping at Last podcast, which is really interesting. And actually, if you've been into the Enneagram, he is writing a song for each type of the Enneagram, recording it, and then releasing it, and then talking about his thought process and all the different themes involved in writing it. And he also did one on a lot of his space series. Fun fact, Fern was born on September 15th, 2017, and he wrote a song called September 15th, 2017. So that's a little special. I used it in our little video. I was crossing my fingers that Instagram didn't remove it because of copyright. But I don't know if they still do that. Because
Facebook does, but I don't think Instagram does. I've seen
a lot of people posting videos on Instagram with like totally copyrighted music, like popular stuff. And that used
to get, I have too,
taken down so fast.
Maybe they can't monitor it as well.
Yeah, so if you go on iTunes, you can see a bunch of related podcasts, and I've listened to most of them, and some of them are good. There's also, I don't know if you like religious podcasts at all, but Steve Brown, etc. I always like that one. That one's a fun one. I listen to the Bad Christian podcast from time to time. And Break It Down with Matt Carter. He's connected to the Bad Christian podcast. He's the main songwriter for a band called Emery. And other than that, like, I listen to a bunch of marketing and business podcasts that might not be super interesting, but the Entre Leadership podcast I found is pretty general. So if you're not into business or entrepreneurship, that has some good info on it regularly. All right. Emails. You got them? Huh?
No.
Oh, farts.
I didn't know that we had emails.
Okay. This is from someone named Brittany. I loved listening to this episode. Oh, this is on personality types. I'm one of those people that's basically addicted to personality tests and learning all I can. I thought it was very interesting, although not surprising, to hear that so many grew up with the notion that being an extrovert is better than being an introvert. I have to say, the apology languages has to be one of my very favorites. I've read it many times, and it has completely revolutionized making up for me and my husband. Trying to resolve fights used to take forever, and now we both know just what the other needs to heal. Red heart emoji. I also love the birth order book. This is something I'm really interested
in. Yes, me too. This is going especially to
be
for Forrest.
Yes, this is going to be on my reading list, especially because my dad is like so... My dad always talks about birth orders, and he gets like so bent out of shape about it.
Well, because he will always say, because Zach's mom is firstborn, I'm a firstborn, Zach's a firstborn, and then Zach's dad is the baby. So he will always be like, oh, classic firstborn. And anytime we ever say anything about, oh, you're such a baby, he gets so butthurt, but like tries to be joking.
Classic baby, classic spoiled, rotten brat baby.
Brooding in the corner.
This has more... Okay, sorry, back to the email. I also love the birth order book. This has more to do with how we were raised and our family dynamic, and it's incredible to learn how our family affects us from birth and how we carry out those traits. I'm the oldest of five. Join the oldest club.
Yes, it's the best club.
Yeah, we had to take all the crap from all of our younger siblings. Pave the way. I'm the oldest of five, so reading this book was very critical for helping me understand my only child husband. It's also helpful to be able to understand friends a little better without having them take a test. Anyways, thanks for sharing what you've learned. I hope that you have a great week. Well, I'm putting that on my list for sure.
I already bought it on Audible. I mean, not on Audible, on Kindle.
On Kindle? Crap. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have time to read the Kindle. I've got to listen while I'm riding to work or while I'm climbing at the gym. I know. Like anything extracurricular. Oh, wow, that sounds so weird. anything outside of business, marketing, or spiritual growth, I have to listen to on my free time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't have... I've scheduled myself a little too tight. Then we've got this email from Ellen. So thank you, Brittany, for that email. We'll definitely check out that book. I definitely understand how that would be helpful in understanding other people's personalities and the way that they operate and their tendencies and mm-hmm. personality traits. I really think that like actually is pretty valuable.
It is, because I was thinking about that, and I was 4 when my sister was born, and Forrest was just about 3 when Fern was born, and I'm just curious about, like, I don't know, learning about all this personality stuff. I'm like, I'm really curious to see what he's going to be like when he's older. And I don't know. And I think that birth order plays a huge part in that, because you're the only one for this amount of time. And then all of a sudden, like, you kind of feel like you're on the back burner, or I don't know. I don't know what he feels. I don't think he feels like that, but I don't know. I'm very curious to read about that. So thank you for that, Brittany.
Yeah, and I also think that it's interesting for parents to look back on where they were in the birth order.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, like, I was a pretty good kid, and most of the rules that my parents had, they were just general rules, and there was always exceptions to them. But then my sisters took some extra liberty, and they had to be stricter with them. But it was like they were super strict with me. And then even stricter with my, like, sisters, but then it got, like, they got, like, relaxed. And
I think that has a lot to do with, like, who they are and who you are.
Right.
Not just, like, the birth order.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
But, and then I think that plays into, like, as we grow up, like, the way that we view our parents, or the way that we view our childhood, or, like, the crutches that we use to mm-hmm. get us through things. Anyways.
And that's what the guy said in the Road Back to You Enneagram. When he's talking about the Enneagram, he said that the negative parts of your Enneagram type is basically what you, like, used to cope as a child. And you don't need those anymore. Now that you're an adult, you can work through things as an adult. And you can figure out your emotions and learn how to cope in healthy ways. So I think that the birth order has a lot to do with that too, and how, like, the negative things of, like, the negative parts of, like, your birth order position and how you can, you know, you can learn things about yourself, obviously, and change things for the better. Just like all these personality things. I don't know. This is just so fascinating to us right now. We're like on a personality type kick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This email is from Ellen. Hey, WayFam. I'm in the early stages of planning a trip to Ireland, and I would love to hear any recommendations that you have. I'm completely overwhelmed at the idea of planning this kind of trip, and I've heard you talk so much about how amazing your honeymoon was. So I'd love to hear any tips or suggestions from you. Keep up the awesome podcasting. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Well, Hannah did most of the planning, so I'll let her go. Also, because I have to pee real bad.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just got a text. Can you read that again? Or can I read it? I'm sorry. I'll read it.
Go on again. Airplane mode.
I know. I do.
When we get our own Ireland. Place, what I think we've got to set aside a little podcast or a work area, and we'll have... And what, you have to put your phone on airplane mode.
Okay, yes. Okay, so honeymoon, Ireland. I don't know if you're going on your honeymoon or not, but that doesn't really matter, I guess. Okay, yes. Ireland is so cool. I'm really excited for you. I planned this a long time ago, like almost 5 years ago, so I don't know how much I can remember, but, basically make sure you check when you're getting your plane tickets, check the cheap sites. Like Kayak is one. I know there's an app, where it will like track certain flights for you and it can predict like when it's going to go up or down. So I will try to link that in the show notes. I'm forgetting the name of it right now, but I can research it really quick after this. So that is important. And I don't know if you are over 25 or not, but it will cost you a ton of money to rent a car. If you're not over 25, you can do it, but, it'll cost you a lot both to do it there and for your insurance. So, that was something that we didn't know before we went there. So we knew that it would be hard for us to rent a car, but we didn't know that it would just be super, super expensive. So we basically took public transportation everywhere, and that was really good, for the most part, except for the initial, cab ride. They don't have Uber there when we were there. It was not like that. Like where we were staying for like the first week was it kind of in the middle of the country, and it was like perfect. It was like this little cottage. It was magical. But the guy, when we got a taxi in Dublin, the guy had never even been to where we were going. And the country is only like 2.5 hours from coast to coast. So he had no idea where that was. So it was like in the middle of nowhere. So utilize public transportation. There is a lot of really cool historical stuff in Dublin that I wish that we kind of had more time to look at, but for sure do the Guinness brewery and do the tour and all that. That's really cool. I know that's like so touristy, but it was really cool and it was really fun, and the restaurant that they have there is really good. You gotta see the Cliffs of Moher. Try to go, I don't know if you can or not, but try to go to Northern Ireland. We really wanted to go there, but we weren't able to make it up there because of the car situation. So yeah, I would try to get up there if you can. Other than that, I bet that there are like some blog posts on it out there. I would check Pinterest if I was you and see if like anyone has done a blog post on like must see things in Ireland or like stuff like that. Oh, you have to go to at least one castle. The castle that we went to was really cool. I forgot the name of it. Bunratty. It was Bunratty. it was so fun. I miss Ireland so much. I seriously think about it probably like every other day. It was such a fun trip. But do you have anything to add? Zach's back.
What were those potato chips?
Oh, yeah. It was cheese and onion.
It was like a weird
crisps.
Name.
No.
No. It's a red and yellow bag. It looks like it's like the cousin of Lay's.
It's like the main potato chip brand there. I don't remember what it was called.
Well, that with some chocolate.
Yeah, it's really good. It was like what we survived on when we were in the cottage.
Yeah. And also, Hannah probably already said this, but you have to do the Guinness tour and then... But just also be aware that there's some Irish people who really don't like Guinness. Remember that Black Sheep bar that we went to in Dublin?
Yeah.
And they were like, you will get kicked out if you ask for Guinness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways. The Guinness there is so good.
It's way better than any Guinness I've had here.
Yeah. And
that was like what made me start liking beer, was that it was Guinness, for real.
There's this small little pub in Fecal, and the people there,
Pepper's Pub, it's in the middle of nowhere, but they're so nice.
Yeah, they're so nice. We had New Year's Eve there, and we We all danced together and held hands. And, like,
and they found out,
like,
that we were just married, and they made us do a slow dance in the middle of everyone just eating their dinner, and everyone was just, like, watching us. It was so awkward, but it was so wonderful.
And they all came up and gave us, like, marriage advice. It was, like, so nice.
It was the best.
The people there were just so nice.
That is, like, the best part. The people there. They are so nice. And they, like,
that
genuinely
Rite
care
Aid
about
lady
people.
Would not survive in Ireland.
No, she would. They would kill her with kindness.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Thanks for listening, guys. We have got to go. But do you have any recommendations?
Yes, actually, I do.
Nice.
I did a list this week because I knew that... I knew that I would forget. So let's see. Oh, you have this note on
Dead
here called Clutterbusters.
Clutterbusters. I added
okay.
that to your...
Okay. I just have two recommendations. The first one is, if you are near a Phil's Coffee and you like coffee, you need to go there and get their mojito iced coffee. It is so good. And they only do, I just found this out, they don't do espresso there. They only do, like, brewed coffee or, like, pour-overs and stuff. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. But, yep, it's really good. And they have, like, all the kinds of milk. So, you can get, like, almond milk or whatever. And then my other recommendation is First Aid Kit has a new album out. And it's really good. It's really good. I already have, like, 5 favorite songs on there. And I'm not going to listen to the rest of them because I already have my 5 favorite songs. So it's perfect. But it's a really good album. So you should check it out.
All right. I've got a couple of recommendations. Number one is the Mophie battery pack. It's USB-C. It charges your MacBook. And that's the only reason that we're still recording right now. It's nice because my new MacBook has USB-C, which is, like, kind of a bummer because you have to get new adapters for everything, but it's like the fastest data and charge through USB-C or Thunderbolt 3, whichever you would like to call it. And this battery pack is like will charge your iPhone like 10 times and gives you quite a bit of extra juice to your MacBook. So yeah, I'd recommend that. There's also an online program, a learning program, where you can learn anything that you would possibly desire to learn. It's called Udemy, and I think I've got like 7 classes on there right now. Hannah's taken
one. That is
one.
Pretty cool.
In my opinion, it's more expensive than Skillshare, because Skillshare is a monthly subscription fee, and it's good for like... if you're learning a lot on Skillshare because it's unlimited. But the quality of the classes on Skillshare are nowhere near the quality of the classes on Udemy. And the ones on Udemy are, like, expensive. But if you get them when they're on sale, they could go down from, like, $200 to $11.99. And that's a pretty good deal. So there's quite a few classes that I'm taking right now on there. And I'm excited to learn all about the Adobe Creative Cloud, InDesign, Photoshop, Lightroom. You name it, I kind of got to figure that stuff out soon for work. So I'm excited about that. And then there was one more thing. Oh, yes. Diet Coke, which I hate, came out with some new interesting flavors. I'm sure you've seen them at the grocery store. Yes, you should try them out. Twisted Mango is good. Ginger Lime is good. And what was the other one? Blood Orange. Like,
yes.
Zesty Bloody Blood Orange.
Bloody Orange.
Zesty Bloody Orange.
Zesty Bloody
Orange. Gross. That sounds so much worse.
Sounds way worse. I haven't tried any of them because I hate diet soda so much. I wish they just made regular.
Yeah, I really wish they made regular.
Or like the Coke Zero. I can do Coke Zero. It's not as aspartame-y as Diet Coke.
Okay. Well, that's about it.
Now you know our opinions on diet soda.
Yeah, Coke Zero is pretty good, but anything diet, it's like, why even? Why?
Yeah.
Just have a LaCroix. It tastes better.
It's
better for you.
It does not taste better to people who love soda. It tastes like water.
When I open up a soda and it's diet, I'm like, nope,
yeah.
Nope.
I know. If I'm going to have something, if I want something like sweet like that, I'm just going to do the real thing.
Okay, yeah. Like, I was at the store the other day, and we made a mistake, and we went to the store. We went grocery shopping when we were hungry. And I got Oreos. And, like, I've been doing so good with being healthy. And then I got Oreos and M&M's and Diet Coke all on the same trip.
All at Target.
Goodness sakes. Well, they had these thin, like, guilt-free Oreos. And I was like, these are like little paper-thin Oreos. Like, what's even the purpose? You're going to eat 12 of them anyways.
I know.
You might as well just get the double stuff and just eat two of them. Mm-hmm. Like, why? But I guess that's just...
It's a marketing thing. It's not like they're actually healthier for you. They're just smaller.
Right, exactly. It's not like they changed the recipe.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, instead of double stuff, we just... Oh, how about this? We just took all the frosting. Now they're just little wafers.
It's just crumbs. Okay, I have one more recommendation, then we'll go.
Okay.
It's somebody... It's an Instagram poet. Her name is Morgan Harper Nichols, and she's a poet. And I've never been one for poetry, but... her stuff is really good. It's really relatable. And she like writes poems for people who send her messages, and then she'll like publish them on her page, but she doesn't say who it's for. But she also writes poems about other stuff. I don't know. It's just really, her poems are really good. It's kind of like Rupi.
Is that book?
No. Oh. It's kind of like Rupi Kaur. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I probably am. But it's like that, where it's like really relatable and just like really beautifully written. So, yep.
Hey, if you guys know of any great metal bands, like good metal bands, I recently feel like I've gotten pretty sad because I can't find anything new of the same caliber of what I used to listen to, because all my favorite bands are done and gone, except As Cities Burn is coming back, so I'm excited.
Whew.
Okay, well... Until next week.
Catch you on the flip side.
Happy trails.